As Florida gets ready for a possible hit from Hurricane Ivan, the state's agriculture community is still reeling from the last two storms. Charlie ripped through south-central Florida, destroying up to a fifth of the state's citrus crop. Then Francis scored a direct hit on the East Coast counties, where most of the state's grapefruit is grown. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The grapefruit was nearly ripe, big and heavy and susceptible to wind. It swung, twisted, and fell. Casey Pace, a spokeswoman for the trade association Florida Citrus Mutual, says millions of yellowish-green balls of now worthless fruit litter the ground.
For me, I grew up in the industry, so seeing groves that or trees that have very little leaves left on them and maybe, you know, one or two pieces of fruit still hanging from the tree and the rest of the entire crop, leaves, fruit, laying on the ground in pools of water is very shocking, something that I've never seen before in my entire life.
Pace says growers also fear the standing water will rot the roots of the trees. It could take until next week to tally up the damage, but early estimates are worrisome, according to Tom Spreen, a citrus industry expert at the University of Florida in Gainesville.
A preliminary estimate would be about one half of the crop in what's called the Indian River District was destroyed by the Hurricane Francis.
This district, which includes St. Lucie and Indian River counties, is one of the prime grapefruit-producing regions in the world. It accounts for nearly two-thirds of Florida's crop. Florida produces 8 out of 10 grapefruits consumed in the U.S., and says Spreen, the U.S. is the largest producer in the world.
There's really not an import supplier out there ready to come in and fill in the gap. I would guess there may be times when there won't be any grapefruit in the stores.
And Spreen believes that prices are likely to double. Oranges are another story. Florida oranges are used mainly for juice, and there's plenty of that. Commodities analyst Judy Gaines Chase says consumption has fallen by a quarter because popular low-carbohydrate diets have put orange juice on the taboo list. Meanwhile, last year's crop was the second biggest ever.
The oversupply was stored in tank facilities throughout the U.S., mostly in Florida and the Northeast. And that juice will now be used to meet demand for this season.
Chase says frozen concentrates stored at cold temperatures can last for years.
And Brazil, the world's largest producer, also is expecting a fairly large crop. And so consumers won't have to worry about a shortage despite the problems that are facing the Florida growers right now.
Florida growers are hurting, of course, as is the state's economy. Andrew Meadows is a spokesman for the Florida Department of Citrus.
This industry employs 90,000 people. It creates a $9 billion economic impact. It's the second largest industry in Florida.
Second only to tourism. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.